I'm Faith Middleton. It's great to have you joining the party on the Food Schmooze here on WNPR in Connecticut, Rhode Island, and New York, including the East End of Long Island. Through 75 years, Yankee Magazine has served as a way to get crowd-pleasing home recipes into the hands of so many beyond the church social cookbooks that do the same thing. But here's the genius thing. The best food editor in the history of Yankee Magazine, Annie Copps, had the idea to retest and select the best recipes of Yankee Magazine's readers and contributors across 75 years. Now, some she tweaked a bit for modern tastes, but here they are in this new cookbook called Yankee Magazine Best New England Recipes. There are more than 150 easy and delicious ones to choose from, some New England classics like Indian pudding and steamed brown bread, and others just plain delicious crowd pleasers like shrimp-filled money bags, Mediterranean pork chops, and striped bass with clams, black olives, and chorizo, to name but a few. We'll tell you in this hour how to have this 150 recipe collection, Yankee Magazine Best New England Recipes, sent to your door or to someone you love all through the show. I'm about to make you very hungry with the assistance of the book's editor and Yankee's food editor, Annie Copps. Welcome back, Annie.
Well, I'm just smiling ear to ear right now. I'm floating on a cloud. Thank you for those nice words. I'm so proud of this book.
Did you have fun putting all this together?
110%.
And it was hard work, I know.
It was a labor of love, and I promise you that. We went through 75 years of Yankee Magazine, every single issue from the archives.
So testing and tweaking.
Well, we started with, first we called out what we wanted to include. We knew that we wanted to have baked beans and Indian pudding and pot roast, and then we had to pull out from there our favorite. And most of that was reading, and then we started the recipe testing. But
wow.
Yeah, it was a lot of work, but it was fun. Can you imagine? I, as an editor of the magazine, got to go through every single issue.
I know. Well, I know from testing recipes that that's a time-consuming job, so I can't believe you did this many of them. But let's start with this, because
sure.
I love this one. This is what you title shrimp-filled money bags.
That's right. Originally, the recipe is referred to as beggar's purses, but we thought money bags was a little bit more optimistic. And what I love about this is a recipe that appeared in our magazine. It was a Chinese New Year celebration entertaining piece. And this really reflects what New England is right here, right now. This is a salute and inclusion of our Asian community. And that's what Yankee Magazine is about. It's not just maple syrup and quilting.
So shrimp and fresh ginger and garlic, soy sauce, a little cornstarch for thickening, some scallions, chopped fresh cilantro, water chestnuts, some sheets of phyllo dough, which you can get in any supermarket now.
That's right.
A little oil, some fresh chives, and then they tell you how to make this simple soy dipping sauce for these money bags, which is just light soy sauce, rice wine vinegar, some grated fresh ginger, and some scallions.
Oh, I tell you, this
recipe.
You just
dip these in.
You
dip them. Good. I love these.
And it's so easy. The phyllo dough takes a lot of the stress out of it, and you pop most of the ingredients into the Cuisinart.
You just fold it over, right? The phyllo dough. You just fold it over, stuff it with the filling.
Exactly, and it's not fried; it's baked in the oven.
Isn't that great?
Oh,
I love
and they're addictive. They're addictive. They're so good, and you can freeze them.
And you can freeze them. All right. Now, if you thought that was tempting for a cocktail party or for having friends over, I'm going to give you one that's even more dazzling as far as I'm concerned. Lobster nachos.
That's right. And, you know, once you use the word lobster as an ingredient, well, you
and
know,
combine it with nachos.
With nachos. You've got people, you know, climbing over themselves to get at that table or to get at that. And what we did, it really is nachos. It's, you know, tortilla chips with avocado and some salsa and then fresh lobster meat. And we put it in a martini glass.
Yeah.
So it's elegant. And when I tell you that is easy, how many ingredients is it? Five,
so,
six?
Yeah. Ripe avocado, chopped fresh cilantro. Freshly squeezed lime juice, kosher salt and black pepper, lobster meat, and blue corn chips.
Right.
And you could do this in those martini glasses. So
Absolutely.
Beautiful as your appetizery thing. Or you could do them on a platter.
Exactly. It's flexible. It could be a football afternoon thing, or it could be New Year's Eve. It could be Friday night.
It could be my...
Right.
It could be my every night supper would be another way to go.
Or so, a fancy pants lunch.
I know. So there's this whole section that I, you know, there are recipes, maybe during the breaks I can at least name them. There are all those appetizers. And then there's this whole section, and I'll try and get to those, at least tell you what's in here for soups and salads and dressings, because these are the best recipes over 75 years of Yankee Magazine. And what I love about this, the food editor, Annie Copps, is here. That's number one. Number two, what I love about this is we all know from picking up those church social little cookbooks that they do, or the little community organizations, those are some great recipes in there. And they please crowds and neighbors over years and years, a decade sometimes. So these have been recipes that have been tested by friends and neighbors. And in essence, this is what Yankee Magazine has done, but over a much larger territory, over the entire specter of New England. And then Annie has taken and tested all these recipes, tweaked some of them for modern tastes, and here we have it. 150 of them, and it's called Best New England Recipes, and we thank Annie and Yankee for making these available to our listeners. We'll tell you as we go through the hour how to have this sent to your door or to someone you care about. You do not have to have an attic with 1,000 Yankee magazines in it. Annie's done you the favor of picking out the best ones.
I did the work for you.
Come on, we're going to do the main courses, at least some of my favorites. There's grilled marinated flank steak. There's Mediterranean pork chops, but I want to talk about the classic. And because this is from our very own Griswold Inn, the Grizz in Essex, Connecticut, their recipe for Yankee pot roast, and it's a good one.
It is delicious, and my mom has a recipe, my dad has a recipe, my grandmother had a recipe. There were 60 or so that we saw in the magazine that had been printed over the years, and we went right back to the Griswold. You know why? Because it's the best one, and it's delicious, and it's easy. And you know what? You can look at this recipe. I suggest you make it start to finish the way we suggest. But you know what? If you want to put your twist on it, knock your socks off.
Okay, so you do chuck roast, top round chuck roast.
Inexpensive cut of meat, very Yankee.
Yeah, a little bit.
Right?
Salt and pepper, a little oil, a cup of red wine, some white onion, the carrots, celery, garlic cloves, and beef stock. So all the usual suspects, but it's the amounts that are what this is about. And doesn't have to be an expensive red wine when you do that.
A wine that you would drink yourself. And I suggest that when you measure out that cup, you measure out a cup for yourself.
That's very good.
Right? Why
so
not?
So maybe it does need a little better quality. then the beef stock. What do you use?
I use a low sodium.
No, nope. Okay.
And I'd like to say that I make my own, but I don't. I use a store bought.
Do you know what Dory Greenspan told me?
The fantastic Dory Greenspan.
Do you know that Dory told me, and she's coming on the show, she told me that in every French kitchen, when you are allowed to open the kitchen cabinet, do you know what stocks they're using? Bouillon cubes.
I'm not a bit surprised.
All over Paris, that's what they're using. Isn't that the funniest thing?
I'm not surprised. Look at how beautiful it is, too, though. I have to point that out. The photography in this book
is very good.
Extraordinary.
All right. So can we do mom's meatloaf? Because I know this is your mom's meatloaf.
Yes, please. My mother
looks so good.
Poo-pooed meatloaf for years. We were, you know, a good-sized family. I'm like, Mom. You know, the Cohens and the O'Connells and the Fitzgeralds, they always get meatloaf. Why can't we have meatloaf? And she just thought, I think it was a little day class A. And then finally, she figured it out. And she has some secrets, which I have revealed for you. And they include chorizo and a lot of really beautiful flavors.
Boy, did she make a meatloaf. This is how I would want it. I put chorizo in everything. But so white bread with the crust removed, some milk, ground beef, ground pork, and a little bit of chorizo sausage, which gives it that pop, chopped onion, the eggs, kosher salt, fresh parsley, dried sage, dried thyme, dried rosemary, freshly grated nutmeg, a little bit of ketchup, and then 3 strips of bacon across the top.
That's right.
She is a good cook.
She's a fantastic cook. And I tell you, the other secret that she learned from the Italians with meatballs is that you soak that bread in the milk.
Yeah.
So the meat is so tender and delicious.
That's how I learned to make my mother's turkey stuffing, soaking the bread in the milk.
It makes a big difference.
It really does. Yeah. Okay, now there's a recipe in here. There's also cranberry and pork braised short ribs, but this is one that we get letters about this on the show, on the Food Schmooze, so often from our French Canadian listeners.
I know what you're talking about.
They debate who's got the best recipe. This is called tourtière, and this is. It's like a meat pie in a way.
It is. And it's something that just on paper, you would say, I'm not so sure. This recipe is delicious.
Oh,
it's so good.
Ground pork, onion, salt, some water, ground cinnamon, ground cloves, mashed potatoes, and milk. And Penny's pie crust.
Right. And this is, I forget Penny's last name, but she is a French-Canadian woman who now lives in New Hampshire.
Penny Dupre.
Thank you very much. The whole Dupre family is going to appreciate that. But you cook the meat in milk. You almost braise it, in water until it's cooked down. And then you add the potatoes to it. And it is divinely delicious. It's traditionally a celebratory food, but I tested this recipe in July. It was.
You know what, though? This is. Other cultures do something like this. In a way, this is bistilla.
Yes.
This is that Moroccan dish because they put cinnamon.
That's right.
You know, and with their meat. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then Annie Copps, a food editor of Yankee, is staying right here because we have so many more recipes to tell you about. This is. Best New England recipes from Yankee Magazine over 75 years that they've gone through and tested forever these and tweaked some for modern taste, and it is an absolutely terrific publication. It's just come out, and we're going to send it as our thanks to you for supporting the Food Schmooze, the Faith Middleton Show, and all the programs you hear on WNPR, 1-800-584-2788.
I'm Jack Callahan in Hartford, joining Faith Middleton and her guest, Annie Copps. And I'm so pleased, Faith, to be here with you right now.
Me too.
This has been an incredible program so far. I have my own copy here of this magazine, the Cookbook Recipes, and it is amazing. And following along with this, and the photos are unbelievable. The phone number is 1-800-584-2788. Your membership today at WNPR at the $60 level. We'll put your name on a list and get one of these out to you as quickly as we can. Let me also suggest the $120 level. We'll put two in the mail for you. This is that good, you'll want to share it with someone else. That number again, 1-800-584-2788.
We only have so much time in this session, Jack, as you know, so I'll just very quickly tell you some of the things that are also in here. The sesame ginger wings, figs stuffed with gorgonzola and prosciutto, one of my favorite things ever on the planet. The Greek deviled eggs, the new twist with black olives chopped and feta cheese. Fried smelts with cucumber salad. That's outside the box for New England. Unless you think back when people were using fish in every possible way because there wasn't much money around. Deviled oysters. I'm just in the appetizer section. Crab cakes with roasted red pepper and garlic aioli. Making your own cheese crackers with a little bit of sage in them, bay scallops sautéed with almonds and oranges. What a great combination that is. If you can join us at the $60 level, we will send these 150 recipes to you. This is the best of Yankee Magazine over 75 years, and it's our thank you gift to you, or it might be a holiday gift for you or for someone. 1-800-584-2788.
Faith, don't forget the asparagus hummus too. I saw that one in there right away. It caught my eye.
Annie,
and during the program,
Annie loves that one. By the way,
well, it's
so good.
I think it's fabulous. I can't wait to try it. I was starting to make a list of how I'd put a dinner together and what my pieces would be, but I couldn't keep up, and I just put my pen down and listened. And I hope that our listeners will also realize that when they call 1-800-584-2788, they don't have to rush through this because they'll have their very own copy. So why don't you give us a call right now? We'd love to put your name on the list to receive one of these, or at the $120 level, two. That would be $10 a month to support WNPR, the Faith Middleton Show that you hear each and every weekday here and Saturday Food Schmooze. That's a bargain, I believe, at that level. But do what's right for your budget. But we do ask you to call right now, 1-800-584-2788. Or, Faith, our listeners can go online at WNPR.org because all the thank you gifts, including this one, are there. You can do that safe and secure.
And know that in the soup section, we have Molly's French onion soup. We have a clam chowder. Imagine the pressure with that, choosing the best clam chowder recipe in New England. We also have Jacques Pepin's watercress soup, which is a magnificently delicious thing, and he contributed that to the magazine some time ago. All kinds of salads and dressings. And in the main section, there is the grilled marinated flank steak, those Mediterranean pork chops that I mentioned, corned beef and cabbage. That's another pressured item. If you can join us at the $60 level as your contribution or gift to the station, we will send you this as our thank you gift. 75 years of the best recipes of Yankee Magazine. This is fresh off the press. I am not kidding you. Annie Copps, Yankee Magazine's editor, is in the studio with me. We're going to continue to tempt you and make you very, very hungry. Here's the toll-free number. Bring your charge card to the phone if you like. 1-800-584-2788.
We will be going back to more of this fabulous conversation in just a moment, but let me remind you that number, 1-800-584-2788, will be open during the program. We'll take your call. We'll count your contribution toward our fall campaign. Most importantly, you'll have done something wonderful, keeping conversations like this right on the Faith Middleton Show. Listener supported, that's how it works. Thanks in advance for doing this important thing right now.
I'm Faith Middleton. Annie Copps, food editor of Yankee Magazine, is in the studio to support WNPR and the Food Schmooze with Yankee's new cookbook, Yankee Magazine, Best New England Recipes, over 75 years, the best of the bunch. There are so many to choose from. And Annie, when I was saying, ooh, you had to pick a clam chowder, that must have been pretty pressured because...
We had a good 4 or 5 dozen clam chowder recipes over the 75 years of the magazine. And I confess, this is my clam chowder recipe because I wanted to be something modern, and I wanted it to be traditional at the same time with the potatoes and the cream and the clams.
Yeah.
So I made something that's light and beautiful and nods to the tradition, but isn't like a glunky bowl of glue.
And you know what it is about this recipe? You can taste the clams.
Exactly.
How often do you get a clam chowder? Everybody likes to eat a bowl of cream. I mean, who doesn't? But you can never taste the clams.
Exactly.
And so that's what you've done, I think.
Thanks.
All right, let's go to, I was trying to pick, should I do the white clam sauce over vermicelli? Because that's another New England specialty. Should I do the 5th of July salmon loaf? Or should I do this one? And this is the one I picked. Let's talk about the striped bass with clams, black olives, and one of my favorite ingredients of all time, chorizo.
Oh, again, striped bass is in New England in the summer. And
staple all the time.
Exactly. And you know, and I suggest you wait until summer to try this recipe. But the clams and Yes, I'm afraid. You know what? Because you know what? You don't want striped bass from Florida or from someplace else. You want New England striped bass in season, right?
Right.
Let's think about that. So you can dream about it.
But you know, fishermen go out. They do go out.
Of course they go out, but the striped bass aren't here in the winter.
Oh,
they're migratory.
Here?
No.
I didn't
know. See, well, you learned something. This is NPR, right? If we don't, who
no
will?
I had no idea. Where do they go?
They go south. They go south.
So they're snowfish.
They're snowfish. And also in the summer, the bluefish, well, you know, those are the, and I think flounder's also
okay.
a summer
let
fish.
Let me say, before we get off on a fishing lesson, let me just say, so there's oil and red onion and diced fennel and that thinly sliced chorizo. And black olives and fresh oregano, white wine, garlic, ripe tomatoes, right. And of course the skinless, boneless striped bass fillets and little neck clams in there. Delicious, delicious, delicious.
There's nothing on that ingredient list that doesn't stand alone as delicious.
Yeah, that's true. Well, there's also in the magazine crispy trout with ginger and lemongrass. So that's been modernized a bit.
Exactly.
But let's do, this is one of my favorite things. This is
These are a few of Faith's favorite things.
I love when there is a chicken dish that has a little mustard in it. And I love when you do this with shrimp, too.
I agree.
You have that sort of creamy mustard sauce with it. And so you do have a Pommery chicken.
Pommery chicken. It's Pommery mustard that we used in this recipe. And this, to me, is one of my favorite. You could have it any day of the week, but this is a Monday through Friday dish that you can have on your table for 3 people, 2 people, 7 people, 14 people in start to finish an hour.
And not expensive.
It's not expensive. And beautiful. You don't have to use Pommery mustard, but the mustard that you like. And that just makes it elegant and silky and divine. It's delicious.
And this is how easy. You just dust those chicken breasts with flour. You brown them skin side down and a little bit of butter in the skillet. And then when it's brown and crisp, you do this the same thing to the other side. Take that pan off the heat. Pour a little brandy over the chicken and ignite it. The flame will die down. You remove the chicken to a platter. You just keep it warm in a low oven. And then in that pan where those little crispy bits are hiding, you add some garlic and shallots. You saute that briefly. Add some sliced mushrooms for a few minutes. Add some cream and mustard and parsley. And then you cook it over high heat, stirring it continuously. And then that reduces and thickens up. A little bit of salt just to your taste, and you just drizzle that over your chicken breasts.
In a pan sauce like that, you mentioned you're scraping up those brown bits. That's the beauty of a sauce like that. Agreed.
That's what gives that flavor. Okay, in the pasta section, there was also chicken piccata and rosemary chicken, a sweet and sour duck, an Olympic sole chicken, a nod to the Koreans, but and braised turkey legs for people who
are... Braised turkey legs are delicious. Oh, my gosh. And turkey legs are on sale all the time.
I never think to do it.
Because a lot of times you see just turkey breast for sale, and so there must be a glut of, what do we do with all these turkey legs? Well, you know what? They put them on sale. And you can freeze them, and you can make this dish whenever you want.
And you got this from Hugo's in Portland, Maine.
Rob Evans, who is a stratospherically talented chef who belongs in the pantheon.
Really?
Oh, okay. Absolutely.
But let's go to pasta.
Oh, let's.
Because I know. There's a spaghettini with corn and bacon. Please.
Right.
How good could
you had
that
me
be?
At corn and bacon.
Corn and bacon. Exactly.
Right.
Okay. But let's do the lasagna roll-ups.
But this is basically a traditional lasagna recipe. We did a pesto sauce with it, and I think this recipe came from the 70s. I'm not completely sure. But what you do is you take the lasagna noodles, and instead of layering it, you lay them out flat, you put the sauce in the middle, and you roll it up, and then you put it in the lasagna dish. So you have these sort of individual lasagnas for one.
And it has pesto as the basic sauce. And the pesto is the usual suspects, but not the pine nuts this time, ground walnuts instead. So dried basil, ground walnuts, some parsley, scallions, cloves of garlic, olive oil, and grated Parmesan cheese, a little bit of butter.
Just a little
bit
of butter.
Just a touch. Just a touch. It's a flavoring agent.
Exactly.
Just to give it a little richness. And, of course, that goes inside each one of those roll-ups. And, you know, the filling is the ricotta cheese and the egg yolk, nutmeg, a couple drops of Tabasco sauce or cayenne pepper.
You won't even know it's there.
But just a reference, right?
It's a reference point exactly for your palate. Try that at your next buffet.
Lasagna roll-ups and maybe a little toothpick through there. You could just pick them. Even if you had a cocktail party with some Chianti, just pick up the toothpick.
You're on it.
Could I have that?
Absolutely.
Right now?
I love where your mind's going with this.
I want that.
I'm hungry now.
I should have brought
lasagna roll-ups.
Well, why didn't I think?
Well, you
to
know,
ask
we
you
forgot.
To come in here. You I know, forgot. Some of the people come in with food. I just want to mention that to you. This is Annie Copps, who is food editor. I'm throwing down the gauntlet. Food editor of Yankee Magazine, the best in the magazine's history, though they have had some talented ones. She is extraordinary at what she does. There is because we're going to get into some side dishes, but there is a mac and cheese in here.
That's Crazy Town mac and cheese.
Crazy Town.
That's what we called it macaroni and cheese. We should have called it Crazy Town macaroni and cheese because that's where you're going to go when you eat it. It is delicious. Delicious.
Okay, elbow macaroni, butter, onion diced up, some flour, cayenne powder, just the tiniest amount. So it gives it a little heat reference without being hot. Some milk, some heavy cream, grated sharp cheddar cheese. Mm-hmm. Oh, but we're not done. Grated Fontina or Monterey Jack cheese. Oh, we're not done. Ricotta cheese, sea salt, freshly ground black pepper. And then, of course, you cannot have macaroni and cheese without those crunchy breadcrumbs on the top. And you like panko those lightly.
I do. They're a little lighter. Oh, they're a little bit lighter. My nephews go to Crazy Town when I'm it's really.
I love that. You should,
well, you know, and seriously, you'd think I'm the food editor. My training is as a chef. I can make these boys anything.
Hey, can you make the macaroni and cheese?
Well, that
again?
Would be me. I'd be saying that over and over again. I mean, I have to really be very careful because I could eat macaroni and cheese every night left to my own devices.
I would be right there with my own devices.
On the deserted island somewhere, exactly. Way out there. That's going to be my choice. That's what I'm going to live on.
By the panful.
Annie Copps, food editor of Yankee Magazine, is with us. Just a couple of minutes, we're going to take a break and tell you how to have this book sent straight to your door because it is our thank you gift to you. So we'll get right to that in just a little bit. But we're moving into the section of side dishes. And this is great for people who like vegetarian things or who want to treat vegetables in a way where you just don't do as I often do, you just kind of throw on the vegetables because you so much energy has gone into the main course. This is how to make a vegetables delicious all by themselves. And in this section, you will find curried butternut squash.
Vermont. That's my favorite, the curried butternut squash.
That's the one I'm going to focus on after this break. Vermont-style baked beans, parsnip fritters, maple-candied sweet potatoes, Szechuan-style cucumbers. Wow. Cranberry gorgonzola tart with walnut shortbread crust. I'm doing that one. Harvard beets, braised beets, carrots with brown butter and thyme, Basha's rice, risotto with fiddleheads and morels, baked stuffed onions, creamed onions. We're going to get to, in this next section, how to make potato puff balls. That is something that they actually serve at Le Cirque in New York. And you could die when they come to the table. Varil's corn and tomato tart and cracked wheat pilaf. So you can see this makes all the vegetable lovers happy. So on the other side of our break, which is coming up now, Annie Copps, of course, is staying with us, food editor of Yankee Magazine. What a treat that she made the drive from Boston to be in the studio with us in support of the Food Schmooze Party and WNPR and brought this magazine, 75 years of the best recipes in New England from Yankee Magazine. Imagine the testing that this took and the tweaking, because some are for old-fashioned tastes, but some of the classics are still in here. They're the brown bread things and the Indian puddings. We're going to try and get to some of those desserts too. But right now, we're going to tell you how to have this collection sent to your door to someone you care about. If you can give a gift to the station of $60, you keep us on the air. This is how, we don't have commercials, this is how we stay on the air. It's all on the honor system you're listening. And we will send you this book as our thank you gift with such appreciation. You give us a new lease on life every single time we do this. And so we thank you in advance. And here's the toll-free number, 1-800-584-2788.
And again, that number is 1-800-584-2788. I'm Jack Callahan, joining Faith Middleton right now to ask for your support. Help us keep the Faith Middleton Show on the air, a local program, a star in our afternoon lineup here. We're very pleased to have it, but we need your support to continue that work. When you make that contribution today of $60, and Faith, my guess is there'll be a lot of cheerful contributions coming right in because this thank you gift, the best recipe, New England recipes from Yankee Magazine, is out of this world. If you've been enjoying listening to Faith's conversation with Annie, just wait until you have this in your hands. We are in the membership department here are so excited to be able to take your contribution and mail these out to you. Let me also suggest at the $120 level that you make that contribution, we will send two of these to you, one for you to keep perhaps and one to share with a family member or some whoever you would like to get this in the hands. 1-800-584-2788 or go online at WNPR.org and make your pledge that way.
Jack, I love that Annie calls it Crazy Town Mac and Cheese. That's my favorite title that she has come up with in a long time because she says you do go to Crazy Town. It is that good. We are going to be talking soon about the curried butternut squash. We are going right, Jack, to be able to get these things out fast in time for the holidays to our listeners. Am I correct on that?
Absolutely. Your team of your producers have told us that the answer is yes, and when they come in, we're going to turn them right around.
Oh, boy. We're going to be talking with risotto with fiddleheads and morels, doing these baked stuffed onions. We're going to get to all of that. There are Vermont-style baked beans. Wow, what a debate in New England about who's got the best baked bean recipe. There are parsnip fritters, which is a very healthy way to go, and yet, ooh, it's got that fritter quality. We're going to get to all of that. I think this is an incredible feat to go through 75 years of Yankee Magazine, where people take their food so seriously. Some of the most wonderful dishes in all of the United States are made right here in New England, and Yankee has tried to gather those up through the years, and it's been Annie and her staff's job to go through those issues and say, what truly are the best ones out of 75 years? And they have done it. We have this brand new book right here waiting to send to you at the $60 level. It's our gift to you, 1-800-584-2788.
You know, Faith, I was listening to your conversation with Annie about her mom's meatloaf and how she had the secret ingredient, the chorizo. Mm-hmm. I think Annie learned some things from her mother because I recognize many of these as classic recipes. But when I look at the ingredients or look at the presentation, there is a today twist to them. So gone are the days of boil it for 3 hours and see what it looks like at the end. Classic recipes in today's style. Hats off to Annie and to the folks at Yankee. So pleased to be able to offer this today at the $60 level. When you call 1-800-584-2788, you'll be doing some wonderful things. You'll be helping us meet our goal, help keep Faith Middleton Show on the air, and you'll get your name on the list to receive one of these as quickly as they come in. Again, that number is 1-800-584-2788.
Only about a minute left in this a little chat with you before we go back to Annie and hear more about these side dishes, how to make vegetables sing, and we'll get to some desserts, and you are going to be very happy as you hear this discussion. There are so many things in here I can't even get to, and it's driving me crazy not to be able to, but we only have so much time. How about the maple candied sweet potatoes? I wish I could get to that. How about the carrots with brown butter and thyme? It's that brown butter that makes carrots taste like no other carrots. So Annie is sticking right with us. We're going to continue in just a minute. If you can join us at the $60 level, please accept this with our grateful, grateful thanks to you for supporting this show and WNPR. Here's the toll-free number. Bring your charge card to the phone if you like. 1-800-584-2788. Love your cocktail dress.
Thank you. Would you like another martini?
This is Annie Copps, food editor of Yankee Magazine, is in the New Haven studios with us for this fundraising campaign. And what we do on this staff is run around like crazy and try to pick our favorite things. Annie is one of our favorite things. I feel like I should burst into song. It'll be the sound of music. But here we're going through 75 years of the best recipes of Yankee Magazine. I know that there are people out there who actually do stack up these magazines in the attic.
Oh, yes, they do.
The partner or spouse always says, isn't it time that we got rid of these? And the person says, no, but I know someone wants these. Well, here's what Annie has done. She has collected all the best recipes across these 75 years. So to the spouse who says, can we get rid of these? You actually can.
We've done it for you.
Here, curried butternut squash. This has some little twists in here that are great.
That's right. It came from a story that we want to do. It's a fall story that ran 3 or 4 years ago about farmers markets and what was available, because I think we think of farmers markets just during those warm, hot summer months. Mm-hmm. So right now, gourds and squashes, root vegetables are all available, and this has an Indian twist to it with the curry powder, but we put raisins in it and slowly cooked onions
and pistachio nuts. Or pine nuts you could use.
And actually, really, any nut that is your preference, but I love the color of the pistachio nuts with the...
Actually, because there's curry in there, you could use cashews.
Oh,
that's an Indian
really
thing.
And truly, definitely. And it is an Indian-influenced recipe, but how about for the, vegetarians or vegans in your life?
Raisins.
Right?
The vegans are the people who have no cream, no bloodline.
That's right.
And no dairy.
Yep. There's no egg. There's no dairy. There's no meat.
Very good in terms of the calorie thing. And healthy. Terrific. I love those Indian flavors.
Deeply satisfying.
So butternut squash, onion, vegetable oil, ground cumin, ground ginger, curry powder, bay leaf, vegetable stock, if you're not a vegetarian, or chicken stock, some cooked rice, raisins, pistachio nuts or pine nuts, whatever nut you want, some orange, which is peeled and roughly chopped. That is so good with
just
butternut
to brighten
squash.
To brighten it up.
Scallions or chives. How great is that? I love
that. And it's gorgeous.
Recipe.
And it's good the next day and the day after. So make a big vat of it.
You could freeze that.
It actually freezes rather well.
Great. Love that. Okay, now let's do, because I think this is one of the best holiday things to make. And I was going to do the maple candied sweet potatoes.
I think you should.
No.
Not on the air, but at home. Make them at
home. Okay, but this, we have to do it. I wanted to do the cranberry gorgonzola tart with a walnut shortbread crust.
I'm happy to talk about it. I had to make a confession. As the food editor at Yankee Magazine, a magazine devoted to the 6 New England states, I'm not a big cranberry fan. It's the truth. I've said it out loud. This recipe makes me weak in the knees. It's so good.
And this picture is so
gorgeous. It's gorgeous.
But I think that's such a good combination, cranberry and gorgonzola. That is genius.
You have the heat, and then you have that sort of tart, sweet thing going on, and the shortbread crust melts in your mouth and it crumbles. Oh, it's delicious. But really, as a confessed cranberry hater, this recipe is great.
Wow.
But it's just between us. Don't tell anyone else.
All right. So there's flour and walnut meal and sugar and salt and sage and butter and strawberry preserves.
Right.
You see, to kind of slightly sweeten up the
cranberries. You have to sweeten cranberries. You just do.
Spoken as a true cranberry hater.
As a cranberry hater.
There's a little bit of liqueur in here. You could use kirsch. You could use cherry herring.
Yes.
Any kind of cherry liqueur, if you're allowed to have that. And gorgonzola cheese, of course. And I just love that combination.
You're going to love it. And it's a great, with a salad, you could have it for lunch. You could have it as a brunch item. You could have it as a dessert with a cheese, as a part of a cheese course, or as a buffet, as an appetizer. I mean, really, limitless.
Wait until you hear this thing. I love this. The Today Show. Annie Copps was on the Today Show, and they did a very smart thing. We might try this on the Food Schmooze. They challenged Annie, and they said, you have to use something that's not expensive, and you make, this is for family meals on a budget kind of a segment. And so Annie used a 25-pound sack of onions and made what is so delicious, these baked stuffed onions, which I adore.
Yes. Well, they gave me the 25-pound sack of onions and said,
do something.
I need 5 dishes out of you, and they've got to be quick, healthy, easy, and again, affordable. That was the whole point. But these baked stuffed onions, you scoop out the middle and you chop up the onions, and then you put the stuff back in and you bake it with a salad.
The stuff. Listen to her, the stuff. Let me tell you what the stuff is. It's a ground chicken, ground turkey, ground beef, or ground pork, or you could do a whole combination.
Exactly. One or a combination.
Okay. Garlic minced up, some thyme sprigs, heavy cream, some grated nutmeg, some spinach, salt and pepper, the zest of a lemon, some lightly beaten eggs, and those lighter Japanese panko breadcrumbs that are now in every supermarket. And then one of my a little olive oil. One of my favorite things ever is feta cheese. You could use blue cheese, and you crumble this up, and this all comes together and gets stuffed into these onions, and you bake them in the oven.
Exactly. And again, it's fine the next day. And how about your buffet? How about your Thanksgiving?
Good for Thanksgiving.
Or Christmas or New Year's.
What an unusual, wonderful thing for Thanksgiving. I think I might do that for this Thanksgiving.
You know
what?
Seriously. That's a big honor for me. That is a big honor for me.
I really might. It's so good. I might throw some bacon in there.
Do what you need to do.
I might put some chorizo in there. I included this because this is such a New England thing. And people debate. They actually compete to see who has the best brown bread recipe. And
yes,
you have, this one must have been a lot of pressure to pick in all the years of brown bread recipes in Yankee. This is Granny's brown bread.
It's Granny's brown bread, and I don't remember the year, but it's an older recipe, maybe from the 60s, maybe from the 40s.
See.
I can't exactly remember, but you steam it. And if you don't have a steamer or if you can't find a coffee can, we give you instructions on how to rig a steamer in your own home, and it is delicious.
And you use graham flour,
yes,
or whole wheat flour.
That's correct.
And graham flour is
it's available. You can find it in health food stores. Certainly, Whole Foods will have it. But if it's not in your immediate market, whole wheat flour is fine.
Okay, that's good. There's rye flour and yellow cornmeal, baking soda, salt, molasses. The key to it, of course,
mm-hmm.
some sour cream. Raisins.
Yes.
And a little bit of unsalted butter.
That's
so
right.
So you can control the saltiness. That's why in all the recipes it says unsalted. And it comes together and you steam it,
mm-hmm.
which keeps some moisture.
It keeps some moisture, and it also keeps a lightness to it as well.
And flour.
I forgot to say the flour.
And then you bake it in the oven.
In
the coffee can, which is so fun.
Get the ridges on the outside.
The kids love it, right?
Oh,
and what do
crazy.
You eat it with?
I have it with pot roast, and I also think it's really great for breakfast because it's good. It's a really great way to start the day.
I'm so glad you mentioned that because we're going right to the breakfast section.
So good.
So there's the recipe for cranberry orange scones, but we're going to do Kin's zucchini muffins. This is a way to use that extra zucchini in the summertime.
That's right.
Actually, use zucchini now, or we have year-round.
Right.
These are good, huh?
Well,
with cinnamon and nutmeg, and
anyone can grow zucchini. And there's, sometimes they say, in New England, lock your car because in August someone will drop a pile of zucchini in your car if you leave it unlocked.
There's pecans in here, grated carrots with the zucchini, vanilla, eggs, butter. You hear me now starting to whip through these because we're going to start to run out of time. Triple gingerbread.
Oh, if you like ginger, this is the gingerbread for you. And who doesn't like gingerbread?
So grated fresh ginger and orange liqueur, baking powder, dried ginger, ground cardamom, salt, butter, dark brown sugar, eggs, buttermilk, and then candied ginger. You hear that triple ginger threat? And then whipped cream on the top. How great is that?
Good night, nurse, is all I have to say about that one.
Okay. Indian pudding recipe in here with milk, molasses, cornmeal, egg, sugar, salt, ground ginger, ground cinnamon, unsalted butter, little non-stick cooking spray. Such a traditional thing.
Very easy.
When I was a kid, I wouldn't go near Indian pudding. Then as a grown-up, tasted it and thought, where was I? It is a delicious thing.
It
really is. But the blueberry pound cake, I know it's one of your favorites.
I love blueberry pound cake. In the whole book. And this is something, again, you can get your blueberries when they're in season, whether you're in Maine or here in Connecticut. Freeze them. They freeze beautifully. You can make this recipe any time of year.
Your other favorite in the blueberry category, I know, is the Berry Manor Inn blueberry soup.
It is delicious and beautiful.
It's from Rockland, Maine.
That's right. We did a story on inns in Rockland, Maine, and this was my favorite recipe from them.
There are these Mexican chocolate pudding pops, which I couldn't resist. And that Mexican chocolate has cinnamon in it. So it's semi-sweet chocolate, which you chop up. You could put a little orange liqueur in this if this is not for kids. Or you could use
almond. What? They'll sleep better if you use them. I'm just...
almond or vanilla
extract. A parenting tip for you.
I hear nothing that you're saying right now. Cocoa powder, sugar. So the Mexican pudding pops, really, really fun. There's the jams in the preserve section with lots of quick pickle recipes. You know, the 24-hour half-sour dill pickles.
I love pickles. I'm crazy for them, and I had to include them.
Ruth's sour mustard pickles, the bread and butter pickles, but also these easy Christmas pickles that are red and green for the holiday season. So if you want to make something and give it out, what a great thing. Annie Copps, food editor of Yankee Magazine, one of the treasures in our midst. Thank you so much for driving here and doing this with us. And thank you for all the work that you and your staff put into this book, because we're going to tell people now how to have this sent to their doors.
I hope for no other reason that you donate, but this book will make you so happy, and it's an honor and a pleasure to be here.
It's the best New England recipes of Yankee Magazine over 75 years, 150 easy and delicious recipes. If you can join us at the $60 level with your gift or contribution, this is our thank you gift to you, and we mean that. Thank you, thank you. Here's the toll-free number, 1-800-584-2788.
I'm Jack Callahan, joining Faith Middleton right now. Faith, this program has come to an end, but the beginning is here, because when you make that contribution of $60 for WNPR to keep the Faith Middleton Show and other shows on the air here at WNPR, we'll put your name on the list to receive Yankee's Best New England Recipes. Faith, what a treat this program has been today.
It really has been so much fun for me. I'm so grateful that Annie made the trip to do this for us. She's been a big supporter of the show, and the magazine has changed so much in the food department since she took over, and so it is always a treat for me to grab the magazine and see what she's done. And once Annie and her team came to our kitchen, and we did a whole brunch thing together, which appeared in the magazine. We were so honored to be in the magazine. I can't tell you. Fern and I did that together. All right. Be sure when you get this to look at the cranberry and port braised short ribs. Look at the shish kebabs and the stuffed calamari with tomato sauce. There is, for those bluefish lovers, grilled bluefish with summer green goddess dressing. There's a crispy summer flounder over scallion, a corn ragu. Let me see. What else did she do? I wish I'd been part of this tasting panel. The maple candied sweet potatoes. That's good for this holiday coming up. The Basha's rice. This is a rice with Indian flavors. Braised leeks. Those are also great for Thanksgiving. And we're going to get these out as fast as we can so you can have all these recipes in time for the holidays. 1-800-584-2788, our thank you gift to you.
Faith, the phones have been ringing. That's great news for WNPR. Requests for this recipes has been coming in, and we appreciate that. But we are moving on to another program in just a few moments, and time is running out right now. So please, 1-800-584-2788. 92 cents of every dollar that we spend here at WNPR comes from the community. We do have some underwriters, business partners, and foundations, but clearly the largest single support comes from listeners just like you, asking you to take action on that right now. And boy, if there ever was a time to take action and thank yourself at the same time, this is it. We would love to have one of these in the mail to you, Best New England Recipes, and we will when you call with a $60 contribution at 1-800-584-2788 or go online at WNPR.org. Click on Pledge Today, and you will see all that you need.
Oh, there is a rhubarb cake in here with chopped rhubarb, cinnamon, and chopped nuts. There's the cranberry walnut cake. Wouldn't that be great to pull out during this holiday season? With cranberries and walnuts, the molasses ginger cookies, one of my favorites, and the double chocolate cookies. I know Annie absolutely loves those. And they have cocoa and bittersweet chocolate, which is melted, and the chopped pistachio nuts or whatever nut you prefer, all in this cookbook. The open-faced apple and almond tart. Am I making you crazy? Because it's making me crazy. The jams and preserves, there's a ginger pear preserve, a tomato basil jam. How about that? She tells you how to do it, how to make your own apple butter, how to make your own blackberry jam. how to do strawberry preserves, and then all those pickles and relishes we mentioned. 75 years, the best recipes, more than 150. It's their new cookbook, Best New England Recipes from Yankee Magazine, and it is yours for a contribution or gift to the station of $60. Here's the toll-free number. Call right now, 1-800-584-2788.
New England cooking grows up thanks to Annie Copps and her team there, and we are so pleased to be able to send this to you. We're going on to another program in just a matter of moments, but we will keep the phones open one more time. That number is 1-800-584-2788, and our heartfelt thanks.